Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
This is the DiPietro and Rothenberg podcast.
Yep.
Listen live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 a.m. on 98.7 ESPN in New York.
Yep.
The ESPN New York app.
Yep.
Or on your smart speaker by asking it to play 98.7 ESPN.
All right, are we ready for CMT?
Oh, I can't wait.
All right, RJ, fire it up.
To cuddle.
I hug hard bodies the other night.
To marry or to trash.
Oh no, there's real trouble.
That is the question.
And CMT brought to you by Bet365. So this is not a CMT question, but I'm just curious. So we made some predictions yesterday, and now we've seen game one. Dave, I believe you said you threw out a few scenarios, but you were leaning Knicks in five.
No. I took Knicks in six.
Out of respect, but you said five is more likely than seven.
Correct. That's what I said.
And Rick said six. You both.
I said six, yep.
You still
yes.
would stand on both of those?
I'll tell you what, and I'll be honest with you. Mm-hmm. I stand on that.
Oh, I know what you're going to do.
But I feel less confident today than I did going into the game yesterday.
Okay, let me ask you this.
Mm-hmm.
Less likely to go five, more likely to go seven, but you feel like six as opposed to the other way around where you can't see it going to a game seven?
Yeah, I think that's fair.
But you'd like to stay steadfast with six. You still?
I'm going to lock in with six. Okay. Yes.
Well, that leads me to, obviously, Knicks win. All happy. 1-0 series lead, game two tomorrow. But what concerns you most about what you saw in game one?
Concerns.
Is it the lack of bench scoring? The obvious 46-3 number the Pacers bench hung on the reserves of the Knicks. Was it the pace at which the game was played? Knicks, by the way, had to get to 121. I guess they only needed technically, 118, but they scored 121. And if you were wondering, in the Sixers series, the Knicks only averaged 108 per game. Or was it the late game execution, including the inability to run effective inbounds plays?
It's a great question, RJ.
It is a nice one.
It's a fantastic question.
I'm going to marry lack of bench. I mean, you got nothing from your bench. You can't go through, I wouldn't think, a full series when the opposition is getting real productive bench scoring and not put any points on the board from your bench. So I'm going to marry lack of bench. I'm going to cuddle late game execution. It's been an issue for numerous games now. Last three games, in fact. Game five, game six, and game one. Late game execution has been a real problem. And I do have some concern about the pace, but I think the pace also plays in the Knicks' favor a little bit because Indiana just doesn't play defense. So you're going to get easier points in this series than you did in the Philly series. So I'll trash the pace of play.
I would love to disagree with you, but I can't. I'm going to marry the bench. I'm going to cuddle the late-game execution, and I'm going to trash the pace.
Is there a team that you can remember that throws more home run balls on leakouts and transition than the Pacers?
No.
They want to go. That's all they want to do.
And there is no one more willing to receive one of those passes than Obi Toppin.
Obi Toppin, yes.
Does he even cross back onto
half
court?
It's like he's hiding. It's like he's hiding at the other end and then pops out.
like Mr. Deeds.
Like they turn the ball over and the Knicks will have it like at their own key. And then you just see this like seam ball, if it were football, splitting the safeties. And Obi Toppin just falls into his arms. And that between the legs dunk, that felt personal.
Of course it was personal.
I wish he missed that so badly.
Yeah, me too.
He had a good game.
He was solid. He fits more what they're looking to do.
He's very athletic, and so it plays right into that.
Yeah, but Carlisle's going to be okay with him, you know, leaking out, being so-so on defense, hit some big threes, but, you know, yep. Throw down some big dunks and give energy, things like that.
The Pacers think they're going to shoot better than you. We're going to be...
And they probably are.
We're going to be more efficient. Well, they didn't last night.
Yeah, they didn't last night. Pacers were the only team this regular season collectively to shoot over 50%. So, to Rick's point, yes.
Because they get a lot of easy baskets and makes it much easier. But they give up a lot of easy baskets, too.
They do. led the league in points in the paint as well.
And I think they gave up the most points in the paint.
I think that's right.
I think I also said that, yeah.
Right.
They play a fun, if you're just a neutral, they play a fun game, a fun brand of basketball to watch because it's a lot of up and down. It's a lot of scoring.
I agree with that.
Nuggets lose again last night. We touched on this. Defending champs trail 0-2, which is interesting because OKC and Dallas haven't even started their series. But I ask
you. Do they trail 0-2 or do they just trail 2-0?
Well, they were home games.
Right, but they trail 2-0.
I like how RJ did it.
You do you?
Yeah.
I don't like when you give the lesser...
I'm giving from the perspective of the team that I was focusing on.
All right, that's fine.
They have 0 wins in the series. The Timberwolves have 2.
And they lost, and they were 2 home games they lost.
Yes. Not all that close either. So
last night was a blowout.
Jamal Murray had a nervous breakdown last night.
He threw a heating pad.
He was done with it.
I'm done.
I don't need this anymore.
Hey, you guys need this?
Back feels great.
So now seems like a good time to check in, take the temperature of the West. Cuddle, marry, trash, and I'm sorry in advance, Dallas, you can't play in this. Who would you take to come out of the West? Would it be the defending champion Denver Nuggets? Would it be the up 2-0 and or not trailing 0-2 Minnesota Timberwolves? Or would it be the young and fun Oklahoma City Thunder?
All right. This is very obvious to me.
Yeah.
To me it is.
Right. I'm going to marry... So you gave me Denver, Mini, OKC?
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to marry Mini. I'm going to cuddle OKC. I'll trash Denver.
That's exactly right.
Yeah.
You have to.
I actually would have thrown Denver in the mix there instead of... not Denver. Dallas? Excuse me, Dallas.
So we're done with Denver. We think this is ball game. See you later.
If they come back from this, it would be pretty remarkable. They're down...
If Jamal Murray can... I mean, if
they're
Jamal
down 0-2, RJ.
They are down 0-2, but they're...
There's actually precedent. Milwaukee a couple years ago was down 0-2, and they got blown out in the game 2, and they won the title. So it does happen.
All right.
And
they lost the first two at home, you said?
I believe they were at home, yeah.
Wow.
That surprises me. I didn't think you'd both be punting on Denver.
Oh, punting.
You're done.
Yeah.
How many games does Denver win the series?
I will say they'll win 2.
None.
You think they get swept?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
They get run out of their own building.
I understand that.
That might be hot take sheet time.
That is
hot
really?
Take.
Write that down.
Okay. Swept?
By the way, RJ, can I just add in one little nugget here?
It seems like you want to, yes.
I'd like to.
Okay.
You okay with that?
Yeah.
All right, you're listening to DNR on 98.7 ESPN, WEPN-FM. Where? Where?
New York.
Dave, so those first two games that the Bucks lost,
yep.
I should have immediately remembered, they were at Brooklyn. That was the that infamous series.
Oh,
was line on the
Kevin Durant.
Toeing
the line series.
Yeah, but that's, exactly, because of injury.
But they were at Brooklyn, games 1 and 2. So, different situation.
Oh, it's a way different situation, though.
But they did lose game 2, 125-86.
Right. But then, I mean, the only reason they won that series was because Kyrie got hurt and there was Harden was... Was Harden back? He played that, but he was hurt.
Did he play?
The loss of Kyrie was the big
thing. I don't think he played. I think he might have played at some point. I don't think he was playing at the end of the series.
I think
Kyrie got hurt in game 2, correct?
I think. And I think you're also right, Dave. I remember Harden in that series, but not for long.
Yeah. And there's like that game, was it game 7?
OT.
Right?
Where his toe was on the line.
It was only Durant.
Yep.
Kyrie and Harden were not in that.
Correct.
So you guys would be surprised if Denver got swept in this series?
Yes.
Really?
Yeah, swept. Absolutely. Yeah.
So if Denver gets swept, I mean, what are we looking at? Like, who would be your title favorite in your mind?
Minnesota.
Minnesota.
It had to be Minnesota, right?
Have you watched Denver?
Have you watched any of that series?
I've seen some of it.
How good that defense is right now?
They're good all around.
I mean, Edwards is phenomenal. They have a deep team. They have two bench guys score double figures. Karl Anthony Towns is playing at a high level.
And it's like you pointed out, like we people spend all this time trashing Karl Anthony Towns, and look what he's doing. He's playing well.
So you'd give Boston no chance?
No. What do you mean?
What are you talking about?
No, now I'm talking about... Well, I know my recent question was...
I would give Boston a chance.
No, the last question...
Well, he asked the West.
Well, that was the CMT. The last question I asked was, who would be your title favorite?
Boston.
Yes.
Oh. Okay.
I thought you meant the West.
No. I'm sorry, we moved on.
No.
I'm sorry?
Why?
Are you okay?
Did you just say Nuno?
No.
What's going on with you right now?
I said, is there
something in that fruit?
Get your head in the game.
I said no. Like, no.
Oh.
No, comma, no.
Oh. Well, I heard no.
And well, you turned that to Nuno.
Well, listen, I was looking at Nuno up on the TV and I got carried away.
I think you celebrated too hard after that victory.
Oh, boy.
He's not over it yet.
Bite down on that medal again.
All right. Let's move on. So, we're just taking landscape of the NFL. Roster's pretty much set for 2024.
Yeah.
You know what's pretty crazy? And not rushing through it because there's the Knicks, the Rangers, summer to get through.
What's pretty crazy?
We're basically halfway from when football ended to when football returns.
That's nice.
Schedule 2 days away.
You know what else is nice?
Mm-hmm.
Is the fact that we still have so much Knicks and Rangers remaining. And we're already halfway through.
Take us there. Yeah. Take us as close as you can get us.
They might get us. I mean, we could get to mid-June with these teams.
Boy, that'd be
don't
something.
Assume. Let's just get there.
Did I assume? Or did said, I say we
you
could?
Said, you said we've got so much.
I said we could get to mid-June with these teams.
You literally said we've got so much Knicks and Rangers left.
You also said
me.
He also said Nuno. Okay, can we just move along, please?
I mean, my God.
All right,
it's all going to fall apart now, Ray. Is that what you want to hear?
But you're the guy who doesn't like when brooms get
well,
sent.
Well, brooms
to the
is saying we have a long landing spot. We have a lot, hopefully, a lot of basketball and hockey left is different.
All you got to say is hopefully. That's all you have
all
to
right.
do.
Hopefully.
Hopefully.
Carpe omnia.
Carpe omnia. Oh, we moved on yesterday at the end of the show.
Thank the first time
thank
since
goodness.
Since January.
Well, we'll go back there today.
No, we're done with that.
No,
we're not.
No,
yes, it's
no,
over.
No, I do it.
No,
no.
No, it's all Dave
no,
has.
No,
okay?
We seized everything we want. It's over.
No.
Yes.
I want to seize today.
No.
I'm like a DEA agent. I'm going to seize everything.
All right. Well, you would have seized yourself from past life.
Marky, have you done crack?
Yeah, you'd have gone down. So, I ask you, division winners from last year of these three that will have the toughest time repeating. Would it be Ray's Cowboys, which I'm not even sure he likes anymore.
He likes them. He just he hates them. In the same way.
Would it be the...
That makes sense.
...dead, sexy Detroit Lions? Or would it be the Buffalo Bills?
Good question.
It's a great question.
Is it?
Yeah, it's a good question.
I think the three is obvious.
What does that mean? You think the order is very obvious?
I think so.
Nuno?
Nuno. It's very Nuno.
You're like, no.
Who's your three then, right? We could start.
I think you're married Detroit. It's easiest or hardest going down.
We'll have the toughest time.
Toughest time. Okay,
so marrying the toughest.
So marrying the toughest. You're marrying Buffalo. You're cuddling Dallas. You're trashing Detroit.
Really?
Yep.
Take that, Packers and Bears.
We can revisit later, but I don't think
this is so obvious at all.
Nuno.
I'm going to.
Well, I think the way you have to think about it is kind of, I mean, Dallas just has Philly.
Right. But does anyone just thinking the same thing?
How
many teams stand in the way of, see, I think you're right. So I'm going to marry Dallas. I'm marrying the one.
As the toughest?
Toughest, no.
Oh, I'm going to trash Dallas.
Yes.
Oh, my. You know, don't give me that, oh my. It gets convoluted at times.
I worry about you.
I'm going to trash Dallas.
Who's stopping Detroit?
I'm going to.
I think he's right. I think you got to cuddle the Bills. I think you got to marry Detroit.
That's what I'm going to do.
Yeah.
And, okay.
But that's not what he did.
I think Buffalo's hard pressed to win that division. I'm not saying
they
can't,
so they should
but I think that this is the Jets. This is their time. I didn't feel as confident last year in the Jets.
Okay.
I feel much
this
better
This idea
about where
that
the Jets
we've
are.
Punted on Miami being anything is shocking to me. Shocking
I'm
to me.
I'm not even talking about Miami. Miami.
But you have to include Miami.
But Miami is part of the equation for sure. And that's probably
but all
another
of a sudden,
reason for my argument.
Listen to anybody discuss Miami. Oh, Miami, this is a two-team race. No, not so fast. You want to say it's a three-team race? I agree with that.
I didn't say it was a two-team race. I was just talking about from the perspective of just looking at the Jets, and you have to take the Dolphins into account.
Well, So
right away, you've got two teams that are competing with
here's
Buffalo
my thing.
For the division.
What am I marrying? The hardest?
Hardest. Oh, why do you give him a hard time?
I'm marrying Buffalo.
Santillo, give him a hard time.
I'm marrying Buffalo. I'm cuddling Detroit. I'm trashing the Cowboys.
So ESPN bet over-unders.
Who's stepping to Detroit in the north?
So
Green Bay.
To show you what the AFC East is expected to look like, the Jets and the Dolphins both have over-unders of 9.5. The Bills are at 10.5, so I expect this to be very tight.
And I agree with that. The reason I would still go Buffalo, best player in the division. Say what you want. Are they as talented? No. Best player in the division still.
Okay, I'm not disagreeing with you. I think when you look at the amount of teams in each division, do you think that the Chicago Bears with Caleb Williams have a legitimate chance to win the division?
No.
Or are they a year away?
A year away.
What about Minnesota?
No.
Sam Darnold?
No. Nope.
Okay, so then you're talking about two teams.
I married Detroit.
No, but you're not supposed to marry Detroit. You're supposed to cuddle Detroit, you'd marry Buffalo.
I don't know.
Buffalo is going to be the hardest.
No.
Second hardest would be Detroit, and then the easiest would be Dallas.
Yes.
Yeah, so Buffalo marry, Detroit cuddle, Dallas kill.
There you go.
Trash.
Wow, dead. Dallas and Philadelphia, by the way, both have over-unders of 10.5. So it's a race.
So it's a 50-50.
Some would say that. Some would say that. Alrighty, lastly.
Oh, here we go.
Well, I think you'll like this one. So, Dave rocking the medal, second day in a row. You guys continue your...
Why are you laughing?
...well-earned victory tour.
I still can't believe you're wearing it.
Well, of course I'm going to wear it.
In a pickleball win, viewed by thousands, by the way.
Thousands.
For hundreds in attendance and thousands around the world. And only hundreds in attendance be due to a, fire capacity. Gotta be safe. So, to my knowledge, you've yet to receive really any apologies. Is that right?
That's right.
Okay. This works nicely then. And I spoke with one of these people yesterday about how they'd like to apologize.
Oh.
Who are you most looking...
Do you know this?
No. I don't think he does know this.
Okay. No.
Who are you most looking forward to hearing an apology from? And after, I'll tell you who I spoke with.
Okay.
Would it be Anita Marks? Would it be Amani Toomer, whom we have not seen since Sunday?
No.
And little did I know, because we had a conversation with our boss, John, after the show, this was more real than I thought it was. There are real concerns about, Amani.
No, he was furious. RJ, he was hitting the ball at people that had gone there to witness the match.
Yeah, he went Pat Bev.
He did. That's exactly what he went.
Or...
He hit that lady right in the face, Pat
Bev. That was terrible.
The third option, Thomas Bauer.
I just want to say from the bottom of my heart, I'd like to take this chance to apologize to absolutely nobody.
So I know that Tom's the one that you've been in touch with.
That might be true.
That's pretty obvious. You go first.
I'm going to marry Tom Bauer.
You want to hear from him the most?
Yes. Well, he's got to sing a song about us.
Yeah, I understand.
Of course.
An ode, really.
Wait, is it a song or is it just an ode?
Whatever. Well, he's singing something. Marry Tom Bauer. I'm going to cuddle. I'm going to cuddle Anita, believe it or not, because she talked the most trash. And then I'm going to trash Amani because I just don't think emotionally he can deal with it.
We may never hear from him.
I don't think
again.
He's ready.
No. I think there's a pretty good chance you never hear from him again.
Did you notice that
I don't feel good about it.
He made a very interesting footwear decision.
I didn't notice that.
Yeah. I just didn't. They
was he wearing clogs?
No, they weren't clogs. They were like the. They seemed like the walking. Yeah, they know the people that have like the shoes that are supposed to be like good for your feet.
Orthopedic shoes?
No, they're not orthopedic shoes. No, like the. I don't even know how to describe them. They did not look like the proper footwear for a pickleball match.
Well, did it matter?
No.
I mean, he could have been wearing high heels, clogs, footwear. Yeah,
you're big on the
Air
clogs.
Jordans. It wouldn't have made a difference.
Speak of, Rick had some nice new J's on.
Yeah, he did.
Those are crispy
looking. Rick looked good. He looked terrific. All right, so the one I most want to hear
from
Anita. Anita started the whole thing. Anita was obnoxious the whole way through. Anita was insulting the whole way through. She should really own this, take ownership of this disastrous loss, and she should probably call the show and apologize.
You might not be wrong.
And I'll follow that with Amani. I mean, Amani had... Do they date? No, Dave's even on the team. I mean, he had a lot of nasty things to say. He was willing to, say a lot of things along the lines that were really, I think, crossed the line. So I would cuddle Amani. And I think Bauer was doing a little for effect. I do look forward to his ode in response to our victory. But I'll trash Tom Bauer.
All right. There you have it. CMT brought to you by Bet365. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365.
That's a bad answer by you.
It's a bad answer. You know what?
It's a bad answer. I agree with the Anita thing. Fine. No problem with that. Amani kind of got sucked into this.
He still was mouthing off.
I understand that, but he was kind of like he got caught up in it.
But I think that Tom was playing a role.
No,
I think Imani was legitimately. No,
I think Imani
was talking trash.
I think Imani was playing more of a role than Tom. Tom had multiple opportunities. He's not playing, and he was actually on the he was on the show, and stood by. You guys are going to get beat.
I'll sit on that one.
Yeah, sat well, right on.
He
it.
Was wrong.
Well,
listen,
I hear him sing.
So, RJ, you didn't tell us. Who's the one of the three that you've been in touch with?
So, I spoke with Bauer.
Uh-huh.
Dump, Bauer. Dump.
He was here yesterday working Bart and Han and then the K show.
Was he a tad embarrassed about his...
He owned it right away.
Uh-huh.
I walked in. He knew exactly what I was going to say before I said it. And I just said, you let me know when you're ready. I'll be waiting on your call.
Hey, I have no problem with a dark twist.
So I think he has begun the construction of the ode, and we'll be hearing from him soon.
That's nice.
Well, that sucks to be you. Let's keep the show moving, though.
In fact, it sucks to be him at this moment.
It does suck to be him. Do we want to cold call Anita just to see? Because she's not going to call us. There's no chance.
She should.
Come on.
It would be the sporting thing to do.
She won't.
She won't.
No.
Yeah.
Dilly dilly.
I think we should.
I think we should.
How do you want to do it? You want me to call?
No, I think we do it on that.
Do it through those guys so that we can each speak to her at the same time.
That's right.
All right. Raymond, you have her number? You must have her number.
I think I do.
All right. Why don't you dial those digits and get her on the line?
Boop, boop.
What was that? Was that her?
That was her.
Why?
Whoop, whoop. I don't know. Why are you asking me?
I don't know, because you listen, you consume everything. You're probably like, that was on June the 9th.
No, stop, please. Consume everything.
Just bring it on the Jets.
I hate when you look at me like that.
Sorry, I won't look at you at all. Raymond, dial those numbers, would you?
It's dialing. You see this? He gave you the finger.
Yeah.
You want me to ask Nuno to call?
Nuno? No, he's busy producing another show.
Lists.
She's probably sleeping.
You think?
I'd say that's probably right.
8:15?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, good chance. Maybe. She likes to party hard at night.
Oh, we knew. We found out.
Yeah. She was hungover.
As the excuses started to pile up.
Yep. He's working at the phone over
there. Like a Tangelo?
Oh, here we go.
It's ringing. Look at that.
Here we go.
Kind of nervous.
Here we go. Why are you nervous?
She's going to pick up.
This could be hostile.
Yeah. Well,
especially if
she should play it well.
Especially if we wake her up.
I mean, groggy and ish.
Talk quiet. Grenada.
Grenada.
Please leave your message.
You leave it.
Oh, they hung up.
Oh, you hung up.
Oh, I pulled it down because a number's being told now.
Oh, good
all
call.
Right, pull it back up.
All right, the beep has happened. Go ahead.
Anita, hi. Dave Rothenberg, Rick DiPietro, 98.7 ESPN. We faced you guys in a pickleball competition the other day and smashed you. We'd like to have some post-recap conversation on the show if, of course, you would be willing to do that with us. Call us at your leisure. Thank you so much. Bye-bye. How's that?
It was nice.
Yeah, it was good.
It was better than me, yeah.
You take some notes there?
I would have soiled myself.
Yeah.
Yeah, it would have been brutal.
You leave the message. All right, let's get back to the Knicks as we wait on the call. Do you think Anita will call?
Pooh, no.
When's she on the air next?
I'm sure this weekend.
Friday?
It's gotta be the weekend.
Yeah, Friday, the weekend. I don't know.
So do you,
Friday, yeah.
Do you think that she has to address it?
Someone's going to call in to address it.
I would think.
Yeah.
I would hope. I mean, but she could get it done now. Call us back, spend 5-10 minutes, and that'll be that.
But what do you think the avenue is out of it? Like, what's the pivot? Do you think she just falls on the sword? Or do you think she just says, you know what? Imani, not as good as I thought. Let me down.
Yeah, I think she probably blames a little bit of Imani. I don't know if she's going to be falling on any swords.
Really? That would be disappointing.
They started to bicker during, like, when, if you watch back, they
great.
Started to bicker.
They lost their composure. They fell apart. And there was the one shot that you hit right down the middle, and they just looked at each other like.
That's when you knew they were done.
I thought you were going to take it. You've been taking those all game
that's
long.
What
I was like, and they're done.
Done. You could feel the life just get sucked right out of
it. No, I think that she will be respectful and say, you know what, you guys are way better than I anticipated, and I'm sorry. That's what she should do. Otherwise, she's just going to start another battle on her hands.
Yeah, but she was supposed to be on yesterday.
Was she?
That was the arrangement made when we were on the radio on Sunday. Was that after we finished up the match on Monday, you come on the show and we talk about what happened. Right?
I thought so. And you're supposed to get your case of wine.
Case of wine, yeah.
You know, hopefully she calls back. But let's get back to these Knicks calls. I did get a tweet from Greg from Trumbull. He said, worst case, you guys call into her show. But I don't want to have to do that. No, she should call into our show.
If we lost, we would call into her show, but
absolutely.
We didn't.
It wasn't even close. Scoop in South Plainfield. Hi, Scoop. You're on 98.7.
Guys, you know, just once I would like a comfortable fourth quarter closeout, but I guess I signed up for the anxiety of this team.
It's not going to happen, Scoop. I mean, they are not head and shoulders better than anybody, and you're going to get a lot of very closely contested games.
Yeah, it's unfortunate, but I know we say it all the time. I don't know if the refs are getting worse or there's more replay to show how bad they've always been, but it's bad. I mean, throughout the whole game, there's been terrible foul calls on both sides of the ball. It's just embarrassing. I mean, I'll take it. Obviously, as a Knicks fan, I'm not going to complain about it. Good reffing down the stretch. But I actually like how Carlisle and Turner and everything reacted at the post game. You know, it's a complete 180 from the 76ers series where Nick Nurse would still be crying about every foul that's been called. But Carlisle just said, you know, we'll take it and move on to the next game. So,
well, what choice do you have? Right? I mean, what can you do? You could sit there and you can whine and complain and try to get calls in your favor moving forward, or you can handle it like an adult and say, listen, odds are you're going to get more of the calls in your home arena, and the Knicks got more of their calls in game one, and hopefully that continues in game two.
I gotta tell you though, if you're the Pacers and you're Rick Carlisle, as you kind of sit back and look at this game and go over what went right and what went wrong, I would think he's probably more encouraged. Yeah, he's upset that he lost. I mean, can you imagine going into game one on the road and you steal a win? Like, that's ideal. They didn't, but for Halliburton to play as poorly as he played and get the production from your bench, kind of have things go, especially in that first half, like you wanted them to go, right? Like, I mean, the Knicks only had two offensive rebounds. Like, we were right there at the end. If we don't have that foul called, if the kickball gets called the wrong way, like, you got to think Halliburton's going to get better. You think, and on top of that, do you think that Rick Carlisle says to himself that Josh Hart and Dante DiVincenzo on a night in and night out basis is going to be that good or that efficient?
No, I don't think he would think so. But you know what? Halliburton will be better. Will Obi Toppin go 5-7? Is TJ McConnell going to give you 9-16? Is Isaiah Jackson going to give you 4-6 and Ben Shepherd 3-5? I don't know. Yes, Halliburton will be better. I agree.
But the positive of what you saw from them, though, too, is that's their bench on the road.
They can take away a lot of positive from the game. It surprised me how good they were.
Well, you said
how
the same
athletic
thing.
They were. Well, how deep they were.
You said the same thing though. Coming from a person that said you're picking six out of respect, but you could see it going five. Said, "Whoa, maybe I'm sleeping on the Pacers a little bit." That's probably what they're saying to themselves now. However you want to spin it, but like Jalen Brunson's going to get his. He's that good. Are these guys going to be as good as they were? Probably not. I mean, how much better could their bench?
Their bench couldn't give you anything more than they did. What'd they give you, 40-something points?
No, but I'm even saying the Knicks bench, like maybe Ducey goes for 12 points.
So what gets better for the Knicks? Because Brunson's not going to get better, and Dante's not going to get better, and Josh Hart's not going to get better. So could OG be better? Yes.
Yeah, and then maybe Ducey?
Could Mitchell Robinson be better?
But yes. Better for him doesn't mean, points-wise.
Points-wise, it would be McBride and Anunoby. But I think if you get more from those guys, you have to be realistic and say, am I going to get that again from DiVincenzo?
And being that efficient as those three were.
If you had to bet every penny you have on who's going to win this series, where would you put it right now?
Every penny I had? I would still put it on the Knicks.
Okay.
Because I think when push comes to shove, I think the fact that you have Brunson, especially late in these games,
is the difference. As it was in game one. Shaq in North Brunswick. Hi, Shaq. You're on 98.7.
Hey, good morning, Dave and Rick. How you guys doing?
We're doing great. It was a wonderful win last night.
Yes, sir. Yeah, I was watching that. One thing I wanted to talk about was the resiliency of this team. Watching the Knicks all year, I was not worried at all in the fourth, even when we were down a couple, a few points.
You're down nine. What do you mean you weren't worried?
I wasn't worried because I knew that we were going to make the plays needed to be. I knew we were going to lock down on defense, and I knew we were going to take good shots. So I'm confident in this team closing out games. And the closer the game is, I'm actually more confident that we're going to be the team that pulls through in the clutch than the opponent, as far as these matchups so far.
All right. Well, listen, I appreciate how confident you are. I mean, there's no question that this is, resiliency is a great word to use to describe this Knicks team.
They're tough, they're resilient, and they make plays in the big moments. But they have not been perfect. I mean, that game five was brutal, and game six, they had an 8-point lead with 2 minutes to go, 2.5 minutes to go, and the game was tied again. And last night,
well, that was another one of those series, though. I mean, you mentioned Game Five. You know, how fortunate we were in Game Two. When you looked, I mean, when the series was over, you're like, "Oof, you won in six." But that, I mean, could have very
easily.
It
was dicey.
Yeah,
it was very dicey. Let's go to our dear friend Shooter in Stanford. Hi, Shooter.
Good morning, boys. Good morning, companies. Congrats on your big win.
Thank you.
I was very impressed. I was very impressed. Rick's laser focus. You too. You were a good team. I really felt bad for Amani.
Why?
And Anita.
Why?
Amani, I know he played tennis a long time ago, but he hadn't been practicing. He couldn't put topspin on the ball. He tried to hit a forehand winner, and it was disastrous.
You know what, then, Shooter? Then don't talk smack for weeks and months leading up to the match saying you're going to go out and kick our ass.
That's true. But it was I really felt bad for them. By the way, your wives, as advertised, beautiful. Congrats to you on that as well.
Thank you.
But
Shooter, can I ask you a question? I hope I'm not crossing a line. Why are you out of breath?
I told you, when I get to school... You just start
running the halls?
No, I get to school. I can't go in the elevator because the phone will cut out. So I run up the stairs because the phone will cut out if I walk up the stairs. So I sprint up the stairs.
It's like a tower? How many stairs are in this school?
This is loyalty to the show, guys. Come on. Who sprints up the stairs so the phone doesn't cut out?
Have you ever walked stairs before?
Yeah, but when I walk the stairs, the phone cuts out. I got to go fast so it doesn't cut out.
Oh.
I got a human greyhound up the stairs.
Okay. But, all right. Well, take. Do you want us to put you on hold and get back to you, or do you think you can complete the call right now?
No, I'm good to go.
Okay. Let's go ahead then.
Nick, you guys have kind of said it already, but I think this team is, like we said, different people just keep stepping up, which is excellent, but we need OG or DiVincenzo. Like, someone has to step up and be the solid number two go-to. It has to be consistent.
But why?
Be consistent from now on.
Why? Why does it have to be the same guy consistent every game?
Because when it gets into late in the game and they start double-teaming Brunson, which they didn't do too much last night. But Brunson was amazing last night, by the way. But we're going to need someone like who knows. It's time. It's my ball now.
What I don't understand is why does it have to be the same guy every game?
Well, no, there is one person that knows it's time and it's my ball, and that's Jalen Brunson.
Right, of course he's going to be the alpha, but why does it have to be as your number two, either DiVincenzo or Ananobi? Just whoever it is that game is fine for me.
It's going to be more than one, though. It's going to have to be more than one.
I agree.
Yeah.
But it doesn't have to be, if it's not it's got to be B.
No, you're right, but it lends to kind of the uneasy feeling you have when you go into games like this, knowing that you don't really know who it's going to be. Right? Like, and there's something to be said about going into a game knowing where I have, okay, I got Brunson and I got Julius Randle, or I have, you know, Luka and I have Kyrie. So, I mean, if they're making it hard on Luka, I know I get the ball to Kyrie, and he's going to like...
We don't have that guy.
I know.
It's got to be, depending on the game, this is who your second best offensive weapon is going to be. That's just kind of the nature of the biz.
Well, it's the nature of this team, and this is what Tibbs was talking about after the game. We're undermanned right now.
That's right.
We don't have, you know, a huge piece of this team right now. So guys are going to be asked to do more.
And you're going to need guys that may not ordinarily step up as the number two to be now the number two.
Hi, it's Mike Greenberg letting you know ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sportsbook of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me, plus many more. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today. New users get a bet reset up to $1,000 in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details. 10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships. Your skills. Your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business. No matter what stage you're in, shopify.com/network.
Robert Half research indicates 9 out of 10 hiring managers are having difficulty hiring. If you have open roles, chances are you're feeling this too. That's why you need Robert Half. Our specialized recruiting professionals engage with our proprietary AI to connect businesses of all sizes with highly skilled talent in finance and accounting, technology, marketing and creative, legal, and administrative and customer support. At Robert Half, we know talent. Visit roberthalf.com today.
Thanks for listening to the DiPietro and Rothenberg podcast.
I think they're listening to me.
They're everywhere, Dave.
I know you're here.
Catch the show on demand wherever and whenever you want.
Woohoo! Over here!
Just subscribe to us, rate us, and review us wherever you get your podcasts.
My buddy that I've been texting with, I used to host with, he used to do afternoon drive in
Carolina.
In Raleigh.
Yeah, we know.
He played football for NC State, and he played for the Giants for a minute. And he was a couple different teams, maybe the Broncos as well. RJ, is he on the line, Mark Thomas? Is that what I'm gathering here?
You are.
And he wants to, what, embarrass me on the air? Is that the goal of this phone call?
Mark says he has a story he'd like to share.
I can't wait for this.
You're going to want to hear this,
okay,
right?
Okay, good.
All right. I don't even know what story he's going to go with, but I'm sure it'll be humbling to me, and let's see. Let's bring him out. I haven't spoken to him in a long time. Mark Thomas, former Giant legend and certainly NC State legend as well. Good morning, Mark. How you doing, buddy?
Rothenberg, how you doing, my friend?
I am doing great. So what, you're up in the New York area golfing, and you texted me, and now you're listening in the car on the way? Is that what's happening?
Oh, yeah, I got the boys in the car. You guys are sounding great, dude, which is, I'm telling you, Roth, we've loved working with you for a long time. We always knew you were much bigger than our show down in Little Raleigh. We're just doing college basketball. You're big time, dude. You're in a pro sports guy. And that's you're doing it. But I did want to share that story, Dave. After watching Tom Brady do his little roast on Netflix, and the chance words he had to say about Eli Manning, and telling the story about your reaction after that Super Bowl win. And do you remember that time being with me and hanging out and saying there's no chance the Giants are going to beat the Pats?
I didn't think we were going to win that game. Yeah, I mean, the Giants were 2 touchdown underdogs in that one. All right, so tell the story.
Car, yeah. All right, so here's what happened. It was undefeated. Dave said, look, if the Giants win, I'm shaving my beard. I'm like, Dave, there's no way you can shave that beard. Dave's beard is – you can't. It's impossible. Giants win. Dave comes in, stayed up all night partying. It looked like someone took a weed eater to his face. Because Dave has the thickest, toughest beard I've ever seen in my entire life. Shows up. He was breathing harder than your last caller on the stairs. He came in sweating, face just toilet paper all over his face.
It's true.
But Dave, you're the happiest man I'd ever met in my entire life at that point. And, dude, it was just a great time.
It was unbelievable.
Mark, let me ask you a question. At what point working with Dave did you realize that he was actually crazy?
Oh, so within 5 minutes. But Dave has a deadpan humor to him that nothing shakes him up except the Giants being the undefeated Patriots, apparently. But he's a little crazy, but you got to have a little cup of crazy, for crying out loud. If you're going to do sports talk radio with New York, dude, you got to have a little cup of crazy, and that guy's got it.
Oh, yeah. I'm working with more than a cup.
A full pot full of crazy,
absolutely. So who are you playing golf with today, if you are allowed to tell us, right?
What? No, I can't share everything that we're going to be doing, but we will be at Trump Benbenster today. Got some hopefully Secret Service agents protecting us. I don't want anything, you know, anything rough to happen around there. But no, we just some Giants guys who I'm texting with are going to be up here. So just a lot of new faces and old faces that we're going to see up here. So looking forward to it. And Dave, I'll check in with you and let you know how it's going. Give you a blow by blow for the next couple days.
I would appreciate that. You're up in New York for a couple days now, huh?
Yeah, we're going to be heading back Thursday.
All right, good. Send me a text and maybe we'll meet up. But this is a great guy.
Brother.
Thanks, Mark. Appreciate you.
You guys are doing great. Keep it up.
Thank you.
You've been married for 20 years. You ain't getting many blow by blows. So it'd be good if Mark could call you.
Yeah, he's like you too. Like, he's one of these people that the people see him like, oh, he's what a handsome guy that is.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah.
Sounds like he's in for a nice little day today.
He used to say he looks like Clark Kent. Very Clark Kent-ish. And he's probably 6'5", 270. He was a tight end. Big-time tight end, at NC State, and then a journeyman through the NFL.
So he kind of has all the things that RJ wishes. Like RJ at 6'5", would be.
RJ would dominate life. Oh. RJ, you're 6'5", 270. Firstly, like you're intimidated by nobody, if that's the case. And women throw themselves at you. And I don't know that you would be able to handle actually being 6'5", 270.
I guess we'll never know.
I'd like to find out.
So I have to ask what everyone's thinking, the uncomfortable question. Uh-huh. It seems like you and Mark are buddies.
Yeah, he's a good guy.
Yeah. Better co-host.
Nope.
Rick or Mark?
Rick.
Wow. And Rick. You know he's listening.
Well, I like Mark very much.
What if he uses that 6'5 frame to come pummel you now?
Yeah, I mean, it could happen.
I'll use my six, I get
a 6'1 frame pummel me or a 6'5 frame pummel me. What really is the difference? I'm not lying. And Mark, very talented broadcaster. Rick is. I mean, I didn't work with Mark for that long either. I mean, we're together for a very short amount of time.
You don't have to make.
Yeah,
make
I know. I don't. You know what?
For your
RJ,
decision?
I don't have to apologize, and I don't have to change my answer. My answer is Rick. All right. And you can ask me today, you can ask me tomorrow, and Mark can be sitting on my lap. And I like Mark, I'd still choose Rick.
You know what, Dave? You have the passion, and Rick is a hard-nosed ball.
You are a hard-nosed ball.
Hard-nosed ball, yeah.
So you're taking the attack that Mark is Cullen, basically.
You're already here.
Cullen stinks! No. Cullen physically stunk. Like, there was an odor emanating from his armpits, which was unbelievable. Mark, I believe, is a freshly showered, freshly clean man continuously.
Stink, stank, stunk.
I mean, word must have gotten back to Cullen by now that you think he has a real issue.
No, I don't think he has an issue. I think that one day he had a major problem.
Yeah, I don't
problem.
Think the outfit either was probably conducive to smelling
no.
the way he wanted to smell.
He let himself go,
especially
and it was
the,
very apparent.
The neck bush.
Let's go to Fran in Massapequa. Hi, Fran.
What's up, guys? Love the show, man. You guys do a great job. I don't have to tell you. But I just want to be real quick. This is just a basketball dream, this guy. I mean, they put up a stat last night. I think I saw it right. Five players to score 40 in a row in five straight NBA playoff games. I think it was Oscar Robinson, Jordan.
Jerry West,
Kobe, and LeBron.
No, you made it. No, none of the guys that you said are even right. No, it's Michael, it's Bernard King, and it's Jerry West.
All right, because they showed another stat though. The guy's incredible. They showed another stat that Oscar Robinson was in. That this kid is. I mean, this kid. Listen, the guy's the MVP of the league. I don't want to hear anything else. I don't care.
Listen, does it even matter at this point?
That doesn't.
You're one of eight teams remaining, and you won game one against Indiana. And now we have to sit here and discuss how he should be MVP. It's irrelevant at this point, Fran.
100% sorry, and I just want to say I love the kid. I'm so happy as a Knick fan. He does everything right. Thank you, guys.
Thank you for the phone call. Did you watch the Brady roast, by the way, yet?
I haven't yet, no.
I'm just reading this. Apparently, ex-wife Giselle.
Not happy.
Very unhappy by the...
She's not happy in the...
As she says, the irresponsible jokes about her marriage to Tom Brady. That's according to People magazine.
And Aaron Hernandez's...
ex-fiance is also very unhappy. Giselle, quote, is deeply disappointed by the disrespectful portrayal of her family on Sunday evening's roast show. My question would be, what did they think was going to happen?
Well, right, but you're also... I mean, Tom Brady knows what's going to happen, but Giselle didn't sign up for what was going to happen.
I will be honest with you, like, in that situation, I do feel badly for her. Like, I mean, she's done nothing, and now
she didn't sign up for it. Well, I don't know if... Yeah, like, this is not let's roast Giselle. This was Tom Brady,
right.
And she got the shrapnel.
But part of roasting Tom Brady is that... Giselle's, of course, gonna take some strays, you know?
Yeah, of course. And it's not like she's on the, you know, she's not on the dais. Because usually when you go and you're on the dais, you're
right.
gonna be, you know,
well, I don't think she wants it to be anywhere.
Well, of course not.
Anywhere near that.
No, of course not. And it was like, I think it was like 3 hours. Everyone was getting it.
Long time.
I can't wait to watch it.
I guess he got upset when Bob Kraft took a little.
I heard Jeff Ross on with Rich Eisen and said that was kind of like.
Oh, there was a little.
He wasn't that. Really upset about it.
But you had to know that was going to happen.
I guess I heard this morning that the only thing that really was out of bounds was going to be Tom Brady's kids.
They didn't go after the kids, did
no,
they?
No, no, no. But that would be that was kind of like the line.
I think I mean
everything
come on.
Else besides the kids is going to be fair game.
Right. I mean, Giselle's a major public figure.
Yeah. What's more embarrassing than Tom Brady, though, then? You're Tom Brady. I mean, you're the greatest football player of all time. You're handsome. And your wife cheated on you with a jiu-jitsu instructor. And if you're going to, I mean, that would be something that you would go after, no?
Would you like to be roasted?
No.
You think that it would bother you?
No, I don't think it would bother me. I mean, I guess I would, just because I get to retort it. I think that would be fun. I would just, it would, like, you don't understand how long it would take me to, like, get all that material prepared.
To roast someone?
No. I already roasted Kay. I'm saying, like, if you roasted me,
right.
It would be you, RJ, Ray, whoever else.
Yeah.
So now,
Brian.
Everybody. Yep. So I would have to
so
get
then
all this.
You'd have the list of everyone who's roasting you.
Yes.
And
then it would
have
take
your
me.
Roast together for all of them when it's your turn.
That's right. Take forever.
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 You would
that's,
pour
that's
over
why,
it like.
That's why Tom's took 3 hours.
Right.
I mean.
It was a long time. All right, let's break. We'll come back. The Mets and more Knicks, little Rangers, Yankees big series starting tonight. 1-800-919-3776, DNR 98.7 ESPN. All right, now Dave Rothenberg here to tell you about my friends at Bathfitter. They converted my kid's bathtub to a shower. Phenomenal job. Customized just like we wanted. Only one expert installer in the home. Process was easy. No demo. There's no mess. And Bathfitter, it's a high quality. It's a permanent solution with a full lifetime guarantee. 3+ million happy customers like me and my wife. And for a limited time, you get 0% interest or save $500 on a complete Bathfitter system. So start designing your bath today like we did at BathfitterDesign.com. There's only one Bathfitter.
This podcast is proud to be supported by Jet's Pizza, the number one pick in Detroit-style pizza. Why? It's simple. Jet's is better. With the thickest, crispiest, cheesiest Detroit-style pizza in the country, there's no competition. Right now, get $5 off any 8-corner pizza with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Go to JetsPizza.com to learn more and find a location near you. Again, try Jet's signature 8-corner pizza and get $5 off with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Jet's Pizza. Better because it has to be.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Thanks for listening to the DiPietro and Rothenberg podcast. Looking for more access to the show?
Why? Because you know why.
Follow us on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook at DR on ESPN.
I mean, Mets, that's, you know, getting swept in Tampa. Obviously, you had a bitter taste in your mouth after Diaz blew that game. He comes in last night. He was sensational. It did not look like the same pitcher that you saw on
no,
Sunday.
No, he bounced back.
He didn't want to throw the fastball on Sunday. On Monday, he was hitting 98. He looked completely different.
Well, he has to be. I mean, come on. If this team has any chance,
he's got
to
be 2 years
to sniff
ago
the postseason.
2 years ago. By the way, I love they're like that's the first save he's blown since 2022.
Well, he pitched last year,
but he didn't pitch in 2023. Right.
But if this team, I mean, back to the point here, if this team has any chance to be a playoff team, you have a lead going into the ninth inning with Edwin Diaz in the mound. It has to be a win.
Has to be a win.
Has to be
every time. I mean, that's a catastrophic loss on Sunday. Last night, they you know, put a couple runs on the board. Then they blow the game. Then it's 3-3, and you think to yourself, it's going to come down to the bullpen. Big home run from Nimmo, and you get out of Dodge with Ottavino's pitched well.
He has pitched well.
And then, of course, Diaz, and you close this one down.
And I think the bigger story, too, is the fact that Carlos Mendoza felt like Pete needed a day.
It felt like Pete needed a day. I mean, Pete has been, let's be fair, what was he, 2 for his last 36?
He hasn't dealt with the whole trying to get that
no
that long-term deal.
I think what's happening every day that goes by is it makes it more and more really obvious that Pete's not going to be a Met for a very long time. There's no way, unless he takes a real team-friendly deal, and I got to be honest, I don't even know if they keep him then, but that's the only chance you have of keeping Pete Alonso.
Doesn't seem to be a real appetite to get him done, and I think ownership will, I mean, Steve Cohen wants to frame it as, well, why would we do it? We don't have to. Right? I mean, you play this thing out, and then we have enough money. If he has a great season, great for us, and we can always, you know, pay him what he wants when he hits free agency.
But there's no way you can pay him Freddie Freeman kind of money.
Well, no, I think he wants more than Freddie Freeman.
Well, so how are you going to do that?
Now you couldn't.
I mean, sitting what, 205?
205.
Right, and he certainly has some power, but it's
I mean, he still has 8 home runs, so do you think... So the question is, does he figure it out? Maybe not batting average-wise, but...
Does he figure it out where he winds up hitting 235 with 40 home runs? Yeah. Yeah, probably.
So what, you know, as a... You know, as David Stern's looking at this thing, how do you value that?
I don't think they're going to keep him. Like, I would bet money they're not going to keep him. They're not going to... if they wanted to keep him, they would have approached him for an extension. Why would you let a guy play his free agent year? I mean, they were talking about trading him last season.
Right. I think that's when it started. That's when I think there was a lot of kind of eyebrows went up. Well, what do you mean that you're... And it wasn't just they were talking. It sounded like it was real close to being done.
It felt like it was in the red zone.
So
John Winthrop could even watch it.
Yeah. That was like, whoa, okay. Now, maybe this isn't... Maybe he isn't going to be a Met for life. And then we didn't know what he's... I mean, he hires Scott Boras for a reason. Right? So, I mean,
he's going to want to get paid. But Scott Boras failed his clients this offseason.
Of course he did. He had a brutal season. But, I mean, in his mind, I feel like he thinks he's more Aaron Judge than he is Matt Olson or Freddie Freeman. Like, in his mind, there is a value attached to him being a Met and face of the franchise.
But here's the difference. Aaron Judge is great. He's great.
He's one of the best players.
He has not had a great start to the season. Aaron Judge is a elite outfielder. He's an elite hitter. He's got elite power. I'm sorry. And I love Pete Alonso. He's not Aaron Judge.
He's the captain of the team.
He's just not at that level of greatness. He's just not.
No, I understand that. And I've said the entire time, what kills him if he's trying to fight that fight is what you saw Olsen sign for and what you saw Freddie Freeman sign
Correct.
For. Well, a lot of people think are better all-around players than Pete Alonso is.
What? Is it even a debate? Like, they're clearly better all-around players than Pete Alonso. Freddie Freeman hits 330.
Right, but you're also talking about one of the great power hitters in baseball.
And I love him. Are you willing to pay $35 million a year for Pete Alonso, who's now entering his 30s? I would not do it.
On strictly performance?
Yeah.
No. If for whatever reason you value him being a Met for life and all that comes with that.
All right. Well, I mean, I'm not that kind of emotional tear-jerking guy.
Well, David Stearns has no emotional attachment to
Pete Alonso. Not even his guy.
No. Like, if anyone's going to do that, it's going to be the owner. That would be, hey.
But even the owner hasn't owned the team in the full time that Pete Alonso's been.
No, I know. What I'm saying, though, is if, because this thing is not, you don't do this, signing a player doesn't happen in a bubble. This is, what does this mean for the entirety of the franchise, the building? It's like when you talk about drafting a quarterback, that is in the top 10. That's like, you have to sell it to ownership. Like, he's going to help you make that decision. So it's, you know, what value do we put on Pete being a Met for life? If he's going to start approaching this number of home runs, what's the value
of
that?
Well, I guess you're right. Does that matter?
Right. This is not just strictly on performance on the field and how you value the first base position and
no
all those
way.
Other things.
No
There's
way.
No way you're doing it. But if the owner comes to you and says, listen, there is more value that you're not seeing that he's going to bring to the table by being a Met for life, that's when you start getting maybe to the more unrealistic numbers. But I don't think that's going to happen.
No, I don't think so. And again, I would be very surprised. Now, I think in a perfect world, see, here's the rub. In a perfect world.
Perfect world, he plays great. You're out of it. And
yes.
You get the most value.
That's exactly right.
Right.
But you don't want to be out of it. But you can quicker, you know, restore this team to what you hope to be quickly if, in fact, you get a haul in return for Pete Alonso. And you know that the Cubs love him. They wanted him last year, and they still want him.
Right, but you're not going to get the return you want if this continues.
No.
No.
No. So there's no benefit in this.
No benefit.
It doesn't help you win now, and it doesn't help him on the trade market. So there's no benefit whatsoever to this. So hopefully he gets better. But good win last night. Buddha on the mound.
I think the other problem, though, when you look at where this team is headed, and by the way, I mean, Christian Scott, I mean, if that didn't get you fired up.
He looked really
crazy.
Good.
Is you also got, I mean, you got Lindor locked into a deal that, I mean, is he worth $34 million a year?
No.
No. I mean, is Brandon Nimmo worth what you're paying him?
Nope.
Is Jeff McNeil worth?
I've had about enough of Jeff McNeil.
Because he's been bad, too.
Yeah. That was a great catch last night.
Great catch. But to, I mean, to watch, just, I mean, talk about bad body language.
Oh,
I mean, he's got some of the worst.
And if you're going to hit 240 with no power, I mean, it's tough. Joe at MetLife Stadium. Hi, Joe. You're on 98.7 ESPN.
Good morning, gentlemen. I want to congratulate you on your win because my brother bet against you. I bet for you. See, he was there. It was a great show, he said. But, Rick, you've been on fire lately, Rick. To be honest with you. Knicks in 5 and Rangers in 6.
How much money did you win?
Honestly, $500 only.
Nice. Wow, that's big money.
Good for you.
Did you get some odds?
No, just straight up with him because he's an Armani Tumor guy, and I love you guys. And I always called Anita, and I always said, my boys are going to beat you.
And what would she say when you would say that on her show?
Tony, you're a big baller down there in Delaware?
Yeah, my brother is, not me. But listen, my brother had a great time. He didn't get a chance to meet you, but he owes me $500. So
you're going to collect on that, right?
Oh, 100%. Come on now. Nice. And listen, Giants go over 9, and Jets go over 10 this year. I'm going to be honest with you.
You think the Giants go over 9?
That's what he said.
Over 9. Yes, for some reason, I just got that inclination.
There's no way the over-under for the Giants can be 9, though.
No. I think they go over 9 wins, though. I think the over-under for the Giants is like 7.5, wasn't it?
That even seems high.
RJ, will you check that for me, please?
7.5, so 8 to win? Yeah, I guess it's possible. Over 9 means they're going to go 10-7?
Yeah,
or better?
You're not going to get a half a win, are you, anywhere?
That would be unlikely.
Right.
So 10-7, and Jets go over 10, so he thinks the Jets are 11-6 or better? Be a hell of a New York football season.
It really would be.
It would be a hell of a New York football season.
But the Jets have that kind of potential.
Jets can win 12 games, yeah.
Right. Offensive line holds up, and Aaron Rodgers is what we hope he can be.
Well, he better be. There's no reason he shouldn't be.
It doesn't
be.
Feel like there's any reason.
You asked for the Giants.
Giants.
Right. What do you think it is?
7.
All right.
6.5.
6.5, spot on.
Yes. This guy goes over 9.
Well, that's what he feels. He's on a fight. He's on fire. He just won $500 on us.
Good. Right. And we were heavy underdogs.
Here's the one thing I will say, too, before we go to break, just this whole Pete Alonso thing, is sometimes the hardest thing to do as an athlete is really kind of embrace who you are. Like, I was the kind of person, and I knew it, that trying to play out a contract year and get that big deal would probably not be great for me. I always craved.
So you wanted the stability.
I wanted the security, just because I knew with the amount of pressure I put on myself, I can only imagine if this could, hey, this is your one shot at free agency, what that would do to me. And you see what's happening. Like, I don't know if Pete's that kind of guy, but it looks like he might be. Gleyber Torres dealing with the same thing.
He's been really.
And there
bad.
Are some guys like Aaron Judge, probably partly because he was pissed off. It's like, you know what?
Doesn't affect him. Yep. It's a good point. Let's take a break. 1-800-919-3776. You can line them up now because we're going to get to your Knicks calls. Up 1-0. Favorable officiating? Sure. Does it matter? Not at all. Knicks up 1-0, best-of-7. Game 2 tomorrow night right here on 98.7 ESPN. And now I have in front of me a word from True Green. Are you ready to elevate your lawn game without breaking the bank? True Green has been the trusted choice for over 2 million homeowners for over 50 years. Visit TrueGreen.com today and discover the easiest and most affordable way to achieve a pro-level lawn completely guaranteed. Plus, enjoy True Green's verified price matching, ensuring you get the best lawn for the best price. Visit TrueGreen.com and transform your lawn effortlessly. That's TrueGreen.com. Your dream lawn, it is just around the corner.
Thanks for listening to the DPietro and Rothenberg podcast. Listen live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 a.m. on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN New York app, or on your smart speaker by asking it to play 98.7 ESPN.